Dictation for Allen, A-L-L-E-N, King, K-I-N-G, January 1449, addresses a letter to Dr. Gary G-A-R-Y Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, consultation for Mr. King comes accompanied with wife. For progressive renal failure. He was recently admitted to the hospital middle of January for shortness of breath. With findings of atrial fibrillation, place on anticoagulation with Eliquis, added diuretics, lisinopril was discontinued. He's doing salt and fluid restriction under 64 ounces. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies change in urination, cloudiness, or blood. Edema improve comparing to the hospital. Weight at home fluctuates around 213, previously 230s. Overall, not very physically active. Unsteady but no recent fall. Chronic back and gluteal pain. Worse on activity. Denied chest pain palpitation. Dyspnea improved. No purulent material hemoptysis. Uses inhalers. No oxygen, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND. Denies skin rash pruritus, denies bleeding nose gums. He has decreased eyesight from macular degeneration. Next paragraph, his past medical history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, recent atrial fibrillation. He was not aware of kidney problems in the past. A recent gastrointestinal bleeding after he started on Eliquis as well as aspirin. Both of them were discontinued, and there are plans for follow-up with Dr. Pilkington, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N, for an EGD to be done middle of March. Did not receive blood transfusion. Denies deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies chronic liver disease, denies kidney stones, gout, or recurrent urinary tract infection, is not aware of anemia, blood transfusion, denies DIS stroke. He did have abdominal aortic aneurysm. Being followed over time. He has history of coronary artery disease and procedures. Next paragraph, surgeries has included coronary artery, two stents, and eventually a four-vessel bypass 2012. Left-sided total hip replacement by Dr. Lilly, L-I-L-L-Y. Recent left-sided cataract surgery, January 2024, prior prostate cancer, TURP, 8 years ago without recurrence, we suppressed PSA, prior surgery debridement for right elbow bursitis, prior toe surgery on the right side at number 5, gallbladder, open right knee scope, colonoscopies, next paragraph, reported side effects, gastrointestinal bleeding to Eliquis for what patient is presently off. Next paragraph, present medications, Coric, Metformin, Hydralazine, Lipitor, Pumex, which is new, aspirin on hold, HCTC, Lentas, nasal spray, albuterol, calcium, a number of eye drops, Prilosec, which is new, lisinopril was placed on hold. Next paragraph, he starts smoking at age 12, up to 2 packs per day, discontinue January 2023, although off and on he still smokes maybe 1 or 2 a week. Next paragraph, prior alcohol as a young person, discontinue a number of years. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. There is anemia, 12.3, with a normal white blood cell platelets with an MCV of 88. There has been normal sodium potassium acid base, low normal albumin, normal calcium, normal phosphorus, creatinine has progressed last year, June 1.7, GFR 42, progressively rising 1.78, 2.09, 1.98, 2. In January this year, 2.87, medications adjusted 2.14, present GFR 31, stage 3B. Baseline creatinine 2022 1.4, early 2023 1.4. Urine analysis, no activity for blood protein, bacteria or cells. Albumin creatinine ratio mild elevated at 50 milligrams per gram. Recent stool sample positive for blood. Lipid profile in January not elevated. Normal thyroid studies. Excuse me, normal 3T4, although suppressed TSH. I do not see recent iron studies. Last PSA suppressed, this is from 2022. A recent echocardiogram, low ejection fraction at 36%, left ventricular hypertrophy, dilated left atrium and right atrium, dilated inferior vena cava, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, minor valve abnormalities. Recent admission AFib. Prior negative stress testing, May 22. excuse me, prior abnormal stress testing May 22 with evidence of fixed defect on the lateral wall with minor peri-infarct ischemia with low ejection fraction in the 47%. A prior abdominal ultrasound for aorta at 3 by 3.1 by 3.4. Followed by Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. No imaging for kidneys. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive acute and chronic renal failure. A person with background of diabetes, hypertension, atherosclerosis. Recent acute event at the time of AFib. He has ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction and diastolic dysfunction. Recently, ACE inhibitors discontinue and kidney function appears to be stabilizing or improving. He does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or pericarditis. There is no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Kidney ultrasound is being requested to assess for asymmetry, obstruction, and we are going to do Doppler as he has high suspicions of renal artery stenosis. I did not change medications today. We will follow with results. I forgot to do the physical exam. Please put the physical exam where it goes before all the labs. Blood pressure 180, 76 on the right, 160, 80 on the left. He has a dense cataract on the right side with a lens implant on the left. Both lower eyelids are everted. He has decreased hearing but normal speech. He has few teeth left on the bottom. He wears no dentures on the upper area. His speech is normal without expressive aphasia dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroids or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise or JVD. Lungs are distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion. Appears irregular breathing with rate less than 80. No pericardial wrap. Liver spleen not enlarged. Overweight of the abdomen, no ascites. No abdominal bruits. He does have, however, poor pulses on the radial area bilateral with acrocyanosis. Good pulses brachial. There is also poor pulses popliteal dorsal pedis posterior tibialis capillary refill with some coolness of the feet and some minor discolor, but no gangrene. He has no focal deficit, no rigidity, no asterixis. End of dictation.